The Gemara in Chagiga, Dav Yudalot Amud Beis, Tetzvav Amud Aleph, deals with the case of Nisabra Bambati, that someone became pregnant in a what they call bathhouse. You went into a bath, and we'll see, someone left seed, and therefore this woman became pregnant. Menshoah ben Zoma, Besua Sheibra, a virgin who became pregnant, Mahu a Kohen Gadol. This is a halacha that a Kohen Gadol must marry a Besua, a virgin. So, what about a virgin who is pregnant? So, Michashinan de Shmuel, do we follow what Shmuel said? How could it be? How could you be a virgin and be pregnant? Yochani Livo Kama Bigos Below Dam. That Shmuel was able to do bigos without causing any dam, without perforating the pesuim. But the Gemara says, or perhaps it's something else, V'chashin and Shema V'ambati Yibra, that she became pregnant in a bathhouse. So that's the whole shayla, whether the Bisman Hazeh, that could happen. And, well, basically assume it can't happen. So there's a whole discussion, the Shtana times have changed. So either some of Farshim say times have changed, meaning the bathhouse has changed, and therefore that's why it doesn't work today. And others say no, the seed, the person's semen, that changed, that was much stronger. However it is, we don't have it. So in fact, so that's the Gemara. So the Chalkas Machokek is mistopic isha shenis abra bambati im kiyam ma'av pru ravu. So let's assume this woman became pregnant. So it's the person who seed, is he the father? Im kiyam ma'av pru ravu v'mikrei b'noah kol davar. And he quotes as a famous, whether it's urban legend, true, but the famous case people, some quote with Ben Tzira, that they say Ben Tzira haya bino shel Yirmiyah. Well, he was the son of Yirmiyah, and he was the grandfather, and he was the son and the grandfather. Well, how could he be the grandfather and the father? Sharachat Spambati, and they say He went into the bathhouse and his daughter went afterwards and she became pregnant from his seed. So she's the father, she's the mother, he's the father, and he's also the grandfather. So if you assume that case actually happened with Ben Tzira and Yirmiyah, if we assume that tradition that Yirmiyah's daughter was considered the father of Ben Tzira, so we see it's considered beno. So that's the Chalkas Machokek is Mesupik. The Beis Shmuel also is Mesupik. Ishan is Abra. And he wants to bring a raya that yes, it is true. From the Hagos HaSmak, who says a woman has to be careful that she shouldn't lie on sheets that another man, not her husband, but another man lied on, because then maybe she'll get pregnant from the Shekhar of Zera Shalacher, and then Zera Shema Yisach Oso Me'aviv. And then you're not going to know who the kid is, who's the father, and therefore you can end up marrying Amarayas. And therefore, so what do we see from here? Why are we concerned? We're concerned because even in theory it could happen, she could get pregnant on the sheets. Nevertheless, we say it's Benoah called Dover. So that's the base. So the Chalkas Machokek is Mesupik. And the Beis Shmuel says yes. And the Taz says no. The Taz, he quotes also the Chalkas Machokek is Mesupik. And then he wants to say, Ve'ein Zeraya, about the case with the sheets. The Shema L'chumra Aminin. We only say that L'chumra, that just in case, so therefore don't do it. That's a chumra by Arayas, but to fulfill Puravu, you need the Maisa B. There's no Maisa here, or at least the Maisa is happening by itself, and therefore he doesn't think You've been no l'chol davar, that he's the father. In fact, that's the Maharam Shik writes. He even if you want to say regarding other matters you consider him your child, you still would not fulfill the mitzvah puravu sha mitzvah who alav masha is brach shen is rabbi alav go yotzi de chovosa, because again it happened by itself. He didn't do That's why I think he explains why if someone leaves one child and they have two kids, it's still not provable because you didn't do anything. It happened by itself. You need some ma'isa mitzvah, not just shave. Can't be b'shev al tasa. That's the whole discussion, independent point, about a sefer Torah. So, because the Gemara says that if you inherit a sefer Torah, it's no good. That's a discussion. You buy the Homachokas Rashi Tosu, you buy a Sefer Torah. It's Kakote Benashuk. So, does someone to point out the reason, let's say, if you assume inheriting a Sefer Torah is a no go, is because you didn't do anything. It happened by itself. So, similar idea here, that since it's just happening without you. So therefore, that's the Gemara in Moed Katan with this Abram Bambati. Then whether you have the case or not with Ben Sira becoming pregnant from Eli Yirmiyahu's daughter. So you have the Chalkos, Machokek being Mitzupik. You have the Beis Shmuel saying yes, because we see from the sheets that we're afraid that you might be considered the father, and therefore she'll marry someone in Raya's. And the Taz says no. He agrees to that halacha, but he thinks that's only a chumrah. You don't say wakula because you need a mice. It's happening by itself, and that's what the Maharam Shik as well says, like the Taz. And therefore, they say it's not. So that's a major discussion today, because we don't have this Abra Bamati, but we do have artificial insemination. So the question is, would artificial insemination, would that be Benoah Cholgabe? Would that be, is that considered your child? And when you get the mitzvah of Pru Uravu, we'll have to go into that discussion.